As I said, on March the 7th down here in Arizona, we've got a very special event coming up with the greatest player who ever played, and that is Willie Mays, at the Tommy Bahama store, bar, and restaurant here in Scottsdale. So joining us to talk a little bit about it, I'm going to be the host that night, and Willie said, Marty Lurie, I want him to be asking the questions because we're going to have a long, long discussion after some things happen, and I'm really proud to do it. But Rob Goldberg joins us. He's a senior vice president of marketing for Tommy Bahama. He lives up in Seattle. He's born and raised in San Francisco, and he's a lifetime Giants fan and a Willie Mays fan. So, Rob, nice to have you on the show.
Great to be with you, Marty.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this event, and I know, again, so many people come down here this weekend, next weekend, and then really the crush really starts that weekend of the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. And this event is special, and I wanted you to come on and let the fans know about it so perhaps they can join you.
Yeah, well, we are so excited, and hey, we love springtime in Arizona. And, you know, it's a great time for baseball fans, and everybody's optimistic and looking forward. And when you think about the season the Giants are coming off of, there's a lot of excitement around the Giants for sure. But for us to be able to team up with arguably the greatest living legend in baseball, maybe the greatest player ever, Willie Mays, is such an honor for Tommy Bahama. And we're going to have a very special event where it's going to be very intimate. We're only going to sell 70 tickets to this event. And Willie's going to come have a nice chat, do some Q&A. You get your picture taken with Willie. You get a signed commemorative ball from Willie that comes in a beautiful case. You get appetizers and drinks for you and a guest. And a chance to really get up close and personal with Willie. And he doesn't do this very often, and so we were so honored. We're doing a commemorative shirt with Willie this year, and we couldn't think of a better person to launch that series with than Willie Mays.
Oh, terrific, boy! I'm looking forward to it. The part about Willie Mays, and I tell him this all the time. I saw him yesterday in the clubhouse. People have to get to know him. You look at his career, and of course, his career ended in 1973. It's 40 years ago. But to look at the amount of home runs and the way he ran the bases and to be part of those great Giant teams in the 50s and the 60s and ending his career with the Mets eventually. But there's just something about Willie and the public. When you have a chance to hear him live in the public arena, and I tell Willie he should do more of it. It is very special because he doesn't do enough of it. So I'm very happy to be part of it. Where does it take place, and how do people get in touch with you, Rob, or Tommy Bahama?
So it's on March 7th from 5:30 to 8:30. It's at the Tommy Bahama restaurant, bar, and store there at Kierland Commons, which is in Scottsdale. And you can get tickets through our guest services line at 866-986-8282, and if you didn't have a pen, you can always go to TommyBahama.com, and it will direct you, and it will have a little piece under our events for Willie Mays. And the tickets are going quickly, so they've just gone on sale. So you want to move fast because there's only 70 of them.
All right, and, now you're a Willie Mays fan. Let me ask you this: if you had a chance to ask Willie Mays a question, what would you ask him?
You know, I would love to get his take on kind of the modern game. One thing that I've never been able to reconcile is the designated hitter. I'd love to know what Willie thinks about whether he would keep it as it is, add a designated hitter into the National League, or eliminate the designated hitter in the American League.
All right, that's a good one. Yeah, we'll write that one down. Yeah. I'm going to have the fans on our post game email me with some questions to ask Willie, because, again, as I say, we don't have enough opportunities to engage him one-on-one, and I'd like to be able to answer the questions the fans have. So, hey, I appreciate you being on. Before you leave us, tell us again the phone number and how to get more information on the event.
You can call us at 866-986-8282 or visit our website at TommyBahama.com. And they're on sale. You can also go into our store or restaurant in Scottsdale, and they can direct you there as well.
Fabulous.
The Kierland Commons.
Rob, thank you so much. We'll have you on again, perhaps on a post game when we get a little bit of a different audience. And I want everyone to participate and hear about this because it is a special event. So thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing him down here on March 7th at the Tommy Bahama event with Willie Mays. Boy, that is going to be something else. The WBC is coming up. Ryan Vogelsong, who we will see today pitching, he will pitch against Italy. And that game will be at Chase Field. That is on March the 9th. So, again, if you're coming down for this event, the Tommy Bahama event, and it's a great weekend of baseball as well, that is a good weekend. March 7th, the Giants are in Goodyear against the Indians. 8th at home against the Dodgers. 9th at home against the Royals. And then on the 10th against the Brewers, and that will be in Maryville. We'll be going down to do that game there. But that Friday game against the Dodgers, that is going to be something to see. I think Giant-Dodger stuff is just is going to be outstanding this year. By the way, the Giants did make a trade yesterday, and I should note it. Many people did not see it. Connor Gillespie, the third baseman, has been traded to the White Sox for Jeff Soptic. He's 21 years old, and they say he throws in the high 90s. Now, he's a low minor leaguer, but they got a good arm for Connor Gillespie, who has a shot, believe it or not, to make it with the White Sox. They've got some issues at third base, and he's a good, you know, that a line drive hitter. Really wouldn't have had a chance here, and because of the versatility of Arias and whoever the second backup infielder will be, it really limited Gillespie's chance to make the club. He was out of options, so the Giants moved him to the Chicago White Sox. So good luck for him. Hunter Pence, Angel Pagan, Scooter Opposi, they are in the lineup today. Others from the starting lineup, like Brandon Crawford, Blanco, they will be in the lineup, I'm told, tomorrow over in Mesa. So just in case you're wondering how they do it, Barry Zito is going to be pitching down the road just a little bit, and that is going to be after the Lincecum start, probably on Wednesday. Zito will go backing up Vogelsong.